What is this shift?
We're gonna do a podcast today.
We go.
After all that, oh my God, 47 minutes of just talking about everything.
Preparation.
Clearing ourselves to shift this fan, the one fan watching.
There's been a couple.
There's been these four. Yeah. Welcome.
Welcome, welcome.
Shifted the fan. Where we talk
Fan
to
shifters.
fans. We are fan shifters. Fan shifters. Oh. I have had a song for everything lately. Even more
Nice.
than normal.
That's awesome.
Songs that don't make sense, I just reword the lyrics just like that.
The way to do it.
Yeah. So we have cards for you to look at, for us to look at.
Tarjetas,
Today
or
we,
to describe, we got some vocal listeners.
yeah, we've got stuff for you to imagine, which is perfect for this card, I think, because it's the Seven of Cups and every cup is in the cloud. And the guy looking at it has our back to us. He's all in black. It's like a silhouette of a guy with some little highlights. He's looking at cups full of things. There's a head in one cup. The middle cup has a body coming out of it with a veil over it, a white veil, and it's got a red aura. It's got his arms out like the Virgin Mary. And there's a snake to the, what is that, the right of her, head to the left. And then underneath is a castle. Under the head, a pile of jewels, a, what it, it's not a wreath, is it? Is that what we call it? Those crowns that the Greeks wore on their head, and a dragon on the bottom four cups, and the one with the wreath or the crown, the headpiece, has a skull on it. It's the only one with a symbol, from what I can see on the cup.
Your victory is death.
Yeah, so that's the
Oops.
first card, the
There's so
main.
many things that can come out of that one.
And then we've got the Five of Sticks, the Five of Wands on the hidden energy, which is a group of, I don't know, one of those looks like it could be androgynous, non-binary, the one in red. The rest look like young men. All holding sticks in different directions. Like they're trying to build something, or they're
Playing with sticks.
yeah, playing with sticks. They're being playful. All looking up, except for two. Yeah, so that's what we got to work with today. You want to go, or should I go?
I think you had a pretty clear direction here on what you're feeling.
Right, let's see if I can do so what I saw was, starting with the hidden energy, it looks like we're trying to build something here. And this is like all of the mental committee trying to make something happen, trying to build something, start something, and we haven't quite got it sorted out mentally. And on the outside, we feel like and look like we're both like trying to orchestrate what's going on with all of the things in our mind that need our attention. and a little taken aback from all of the things that need our attention. because you ever notice when you're trying to focus on one thing, all these other things don't let you because it's like, well, yeah, I'm trying to focus on my body and my maybe my awareness, whatever, focusing on one thing, and then everything else is calling to you, like, well, where am I going to live? How am I going to support myself? Where, what about my education? What about adventure? What about like whatever it is, all the things that really want you to grab your attention are all happening. So it's sort of at the same time, trying to call like, well, where do I fit into this picture of the one thing that you're trying to focus on? So it's sort of a you think you got it under control, you know what to do, but getting that focus, getting executing it and all this has got the these guys trying to figure that out, how to organize the mind. And that's all I remember getting in the moment.
Well, and I see this as like all the dreams that we have in life. Like, if I see the seven of cups, each cup is representing kind of an element of things that we want. We want a nice home. We want all the money that we can have. We want success. We want adventure. We want to be spiritual. We want knowledge. We want the pretty girl or the pretty spouse, pretty partner. And so we have all these desires that we want, and we are kind of fumbling around with our sticks and our resources and the team that we can have around us. And I think I know I've definitely experienced this throughout my life with the desires that I've wanted of like, all right, I have all these desires, I have all these things that I want to do, I want to accomplish, but I have no idea where to start. So I just start fumbling and playing with whatever's in front of me. And I think that's okay. Like, a lot of what I've been doing in the past few years has been a lot of stumbling, but I'm jumping into the process. I'm like, all right, what can I do with these sticks? What can I do with the resources that I have? And so we just start building with what we have. With that, the simplest thing that we have, jump into it, play with it, experience it. And I think I'm just now getting to that point where I'm like in my social media stuff. I'm getting that point where I'm like, oh yeah, I'm getting comfortable with this, and people are starting to enjoy this a lot more than when I started out, and it was like weird. And so it's really jumping into it so you can get that experience and understand the sticks and understand the resources that you have, the building blocks, the material. And little by little, you start to find that dream. And then I have the reverse side of all of that that I think I'm experiencing. But I don't know. Do you have any thoughts on what I just said there?
Wait, you have the reverse. Tell me more about that. Now I'm too curious.
So the way that I see this is like he suddenly got presented with his dream. Like all these dreams have popped up, and suddenly, like, here's what you wanted. Here's all the desires that you had. Like his wish has been granted. Like he manifested this thing, and now he's fumbling around and disorganized. And for me it's that question of, did I really want this? Did I really want all these desires? Did I already have the things that I wanted? Did I have enough as it was? And so that's kind of where my mind went when I first saw this. So like he looks like he's shocked looking at this dream, and I feel like I'm at that stage now where I've had that dream, I've played around with the sticks, played around with the team members, And now I'm like, oh, here it is. Is this really what I wanted? And it brings up this Instagram post that I saw yesterday, and it was giving all these different examples, but like it's for one of them said, marriage is hard, divorce is hard, choose your hard, and communication is hard, not communicating is hard, choose your hard. And just these various things of like one side is hard, the other side is hard, so pick your poison, you know, and you gotta hunker down and say, okay, this is what I'm doing, and this is what I'm going for. And in some ways, like I broke down my commitments for a long time because I was like, this is too hard, it's too much. And breaking those down broke down the relationships and the things that had been handed to me throughout my life. And now it's really that question of like today it was my contemplation of, is this really what I wanted? And is this, I have gotten almost everything that I wanted in this, in some of these elements that I've been pursuing. All right, that's hard, you know? And so I think sometimes we get, it reminds me of this story that's been told for some of the just various ways that people have told it. And basically, there's this fisherman, he's out fishing and he's coming in with the catch of the day, and he goes out and fishes every day, brings in what he needs, and that's sufficient for him. And he goes home and he relaxes. And so one day he's coming in with his catch, and some businessman comes by and says, well, that's a really good catch. Why don't you go keep fishing out there? And the fisherman says, well, that's all I needed. And the businessman goes, well, but if you kept fishing, you could get more money. And if you got more money, you could get more boats. And if you got more boats, you can continue to get more money. And when you finally have enough, you know, enough of this fishing empire, then you can sell it all and you can relax and enjoy the simple life. And the fisherman's like, but I already have that.
The simple life.
So it's that question of like we work really hard to have a simple life, but then we've used up all of these years and not appreciated the simplicity and the work that we had at the same time. So that's been a reflection I've had lately of what is it that I'm actually pursuing?
I think that summed it up like perfectly, like choose your hard, right? Which is, you know, sort of like putting together what you said and what I said. Like I'm looking at how hard it is to focus on the one thing. And you're like, well, is this even the stuff that I wanted in my cups? Like that's also the heart. It's like that's one of the things that comes up in this, you reflecting on what you've been putting into your cups. And then the trying to build something with this all in mind. That's perfect. Choose your heart.
And we're constantly working on something. And I don't think that our desires are bad. I don't think that our efforts are wrong. We're gonna learn along that journey. We're gonna have that adventure. We're gonna have somewhere to live. We're gonna have the resources we need. We're gonna have relationships in our life. And we're gonna find our spirituality as we just question ourselves and question life in general. We're gonna find knowledge along the way. Do we really need to pursue it? And I think yes, we need to pursue it. And at the same time, don't try so hard. It's gonna come. So there's a balance between it, you know? And I think you're gonna, whoever, we're gonna find that balance along the journey. You know, we're gonna have moments where we need to relax, we need to rest, and we're gonna have moments where we're going hard and we're really pursuing whatever we're pursuing. And it's fun and it's adventurous and it's hard and it's strenuous, but like we are actively engaged in that. So finding that balance is the big thing.
All of this reminded me of my very first thought and how it related to my life. Is, for me, like yesterday I got the what's it called? The Ace of Cups. And I'm being shown that, I'm taking on something new, like a new aspect of all the things that I already had put into my cups. It's something that I've been wanting to. So it's like the beginning of trying to have that thing work. This new idea, that I'm taking on, and having it all sort of fall into place. Almost, this is what I've been guided to is like to be playful with it, to be playful with this new thing, and it will all fall into place. But it is something that's been on my mind for a long, long time, many, many years, just sort of in the background, avoiding it because it seemed like a bigger task than I knew how to. It's like I keep pushing it to the side because I don't know how to impact this thing in my life and how to change it for myself. So I keep setting it aside to get distracted by all these other things. Because I don't know how to make that change within myself. And what's been like there for me is realizing how much I think I need to have control over things. And that's what's been affecting my body today, is that I'm finally letting go of control, and running on adrenaline, trying to orchestrate, trying to control and have things go a certain way, neatly and orderly. Trying to control everything and everyone in my life so that I'm okay in the future. so that I don't have this mess anymore in my life. And letting go of that adrenaline does kind of look like this. It's now I'm like, I feel like I have to throw up. I'm feeling the release in my body of what that feels like to let go of the reins and just trust whatever's gonna come, let it happen rather than trying to control and orchestrate. Oh, look at my Care Bears, perfect.
Care Bear.
Look at all that organization and fun.
Oh yeah.
On
But
rainbow.
I think that's the thing is like it's not to say don't pursue your desires, not don't pursue these different things. It's really just to have fun with it. Just have fun with wherever you're at and follow your heart.
Yeah, don't
If
think
you're
you
acting in the
control.
place of like, say that again.
I said, yeah, don't think you need to control your desires and the outcomes and micromanage.
Yeah. Well, and if you're acting out of a place of strain, you're likely hurting something within yourself or outside of yourself, likely both. And if you can find ease in the process, and that doesn't mean that you're not going to have emotions. That doesn't mean that you're not going to have hard things. But if you can find the ease and the flow of your actions where you just work on the most simplest thing that is right in front of you, little at a time, you get there. You find that point. And you look back and you're like, wow, look at all the things that I've covered, all the ground I've covered, how far I've come. And it's magical. Just those little simple things. And just having those dreams and having fun with them.
Yeah.
Making it magical. Bring in the unicorns.
The Care Bears. The point is to dream. Keep dreaming and have fun with it. It's developing your imagination, your ability to imagine and create. Clear. Look at how clear these images are. You know what each one of these are. That's a really well-developed imagination right there. All I got.
All we got, orchestrated a little at a time.
We got
And be surprised every so often. It's okay. Question and then just keep moving.
sort of how we do this podcast. We
That's
don't
how we do the
even we have no idea what we're getting into until the cards tell us, and then we sort it out as we go, having
podcast.
fun with playing with buddies.
Yep.
And then we get to something really cool.
All right, amigos, don't be the shift. Enjoy your process. We love you.
Love you. The end. Let the shift hit the fan. Let the shift hit the fan.
Kaboomafoo.
Times.
Oh, my butt. Oh, I sat in one spot for a really long time. Oh.
That's funny.